This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
The relationship between Australia's First Nations people and those that settled here is a complex one. The new film High Ground contemplates missed opportunities to unify white settlers and Australia's Indigenous population in the early 1900s. The movie stars Aussie Simon Baker as Travis, a former World War I sniper, now policeman, who loses control of an operation that results in the massacre of an Aboriginal tribe. I spoke with director Stephen Johnson and Aboriginal elder Yothu Yindi founder and star of the film Widiyan at Marika to understand the movie's implications on modern-day Australia, but how closely it's linked to the true experience of Indigenous communities during early settlement.
High Ground is a fiction, but it's a fiction designed to tell and to explore a deeper truth about our history. It's inspired by true events and true characters across the country. However, there are some very, very immediate examples that took place in Arnhem Land to Witiana's actual family that he can talk to you about now. So, you know, it's very much telling a story about what has happened in our past.
Well, as I was growing up, my early days, my father used to tell a story about what happened in a place called Garngarn. My father, Daranga Marika, Roy Marika, and Manda was the co-founder of Yothu Yindi. And his grandmother, Clan Nation, and as we were growing up, and we hadn't heard in the school about Mexico, no. But it was right in our blood. We are storytellers. Our fathers told the story, you know, as we were growing up, and we had that story then going along, and maybe Manawi had found a guitar and wrote some songs and hit the big times, then became big and then took the world. But we had that pain, you know, with us. And every celebration, NAIDOC celebration, that's when we heard, you know, about the massacres and what happened. And
genocide is still occurring. Yeah. Still occurring. And missed opportunities still occurring.
Yeah.
And an old man died not too long ago who was actually the survivor of that massacre Widiyan mentioned.
Wow.
So it's all very immediate, it's very visceral, it's real, it's very current in a lot of people's lives. And, you know, we were working and drawing upon that emotion as we were making this film.
The story that you are showing in High Ground, I would say it's almost, you know, it's sort of embarrassing that so many of us perhaps haven't been aware of it up until now. What has been your intention in bringing this story to the screen?
Well, you know, history is all of our reckoning. We're all grappling with our history and what happened and how do we best reconcile, how do we understand, how do we learn, how do we come together as a nation. I mean, this is very much a both ways film, you know, sharing ideas, creating a bridge of understanding between people. That was very much the thing that Mundawoi lived and breathed for, as does Widiyan, as do I. It's about healing. It's a story, you know, the film is designed to be immersive, to take people into country, onto country, and into this story in a way that is engaging, that is entertaining, that is informative. You know, it's a story of hope and love and freedom. It's about misguided beliefs. It's about misunderstandings. It is a manhunt. It is a manslaughter. I mean, it's all of the idea is to just put out a truth. And the hope that people will be able to open their minds and perhaps rethink the Australian story, and in doing that, rethink the human story.
And Widiyana, you mentioned that celebrations like NAIDOC and times like that, they do obviously bring back aspects of the pain that you and your family have experienced. Yep. Australia Day, I imagine, is also a challenging one as well. How would you recommend we celebrate Australia Day in a way that honours our First Nations people and allows everyone who lives here to celebrate the beauty of our country?
Well, that's what I believe, you know. We're just I really, we should just celebrate the beauty of this land and people, and not celebrating whatever, you know. So I'm just hoping for a better future, and reconcile and move on, as a one people, one nation.
And Stephen, did you have any thoughts on that as well?
Well, yeah, I don't think it's about a day. It's really just about a consciousness. It's about an acceptance. I mean, we have the oldest living culture here in this country. I mean, that's something ultimately as humans we are all connected to in a way. You know, we've become divided as people, as human beings across the globe. And I mean, to have that connection that runs so deep here in this country, surely it's something we should be tapping into and respecting and learning from and embracing and making it part of our identity, ultimately, of who we all are and what we're all capable of doing. So, you know, for me, it's a journey. I mean, there's no right story, there's no wrong story. I mean, nothing's perfect. It took us years to create high ground, to work with community and families and people right across Arnhem Land and throughout Australia to come up with a take on it. We've given it a shot. Yeah. And lots more to do.
Well, and it's turned into a truly fantastic movie, High Ground. I loved it for so many reasons and was challenged by it for so many others as well. And the character that Simon Baker plays, Travis, he represents, I think, so much of the hope in this story, because while he's meant to be working on the side of those who represent white settlement, he also has such a compassion and a sympathy for the First Nations people. Why do you think Travis as a character was so compassionate and sympathetic towards the locals?
That's a good one. Well, look, I think everyone's got love in their hearts. And I think, you know, when the backstory there and their characters, he came back from the war, a sniper in the war, traumatised. A lot of those men came back from the Great War. They couldn't fit into society. They lost their way. They were traumatised. I mean, the post-traumatic stress of the First World War was just beyond, you know, comprehension in so many ways, and they couldn't fit in. They went out into the wilderness to refine themselves, to try and find a peace. And I suppose, Travis sees in this young person a chance at redeeming himself and reconnecting with himself through that life force. And obviously, you know, very much is a story of redemption and reclaiming his self. I mean, he's stoic, he's hardened, he's tough, but he's has a gentle soul, a loving soul. I mean, it's a father and son relationship in many ways that happens between Cook, which is what makes it heart-wrenching at the end.
And Widiana, you were able to negotiate some unprecedented access to parts of Australia that so many viewers and film crews have not been able to enter before. Why do you think the Indigenous communities that lived in those areas were so open to having you guys come and create the story of High Ground in the areas where they lived?
Well, it's already in their blood. So much right across Arnhem Land, they are open. Like the film or whoever wants to make, like if we were to make a film about that incident, what happened then, they are free to, they're very, very welcome, more welcome to get the story, make it happen and show it to the world.
The Fat families are connected right across through the song cycles and the Bilma cycles. And, you know, I've grown up there. I have my relationships, very close relationships with Binning and Gulma family. So it really was a coming together of peoples, you know, all of us wanting to put this out there.
I mean, it must feel hugely satisfying for you, Stephen. I've heard you say before that this is a movie 20 years in the making. It's got to feel satisfying to finally see it released.
Yeah. Exhausting and satisfying.
And talking of the practical realities of actually bringing it together for a moment, the areas where you're filming, there are crocodiles, there's buffaloes, there's all of the iconic Australian flora and fauna that you could imagine around you. What was that like on set, dealing with some of those kind of, I would say at times, maybe dangerous realities?
Yeah, no, definitely. It's all around you, the heat.
The king brown snake, death adder, buffaloes, you name it, green ant,
bull
ant, everywhere.
And
the sun, the greatest fire.
That's a good one. The heat, definitely, and the humidity. I mean, filming was delayed a little bit too, so we got deeper into the beginning of the build-up and the wet season. So it's very challenging. And, of course, you know, with a film schedule, it's relentless. It's all about getting through scenes, getting through your day, making your days. We didn't have a bottomless budget. I mean, it was tight as. We're working incredibly remotely, so it took us a long time to get into the locations, which shortens your shooting day. You know, and here we to find peace and calm in country and stillness and immersion, yet we're having to go like the clappers to make this film. Really challenging to find our pace, to find the time and the moments to capture the story that we've tried to tell.
Well, I'm certainly glad that you guys put in the hard yards. And as we wrap it up, I'd love to hear what you would love audiences to really take away from this, because I know we're all going to have our own interpretations, but how do you hope that it impacts audiences for each of you?
They were very, very dead quiet when I sang introduction after Q&A, and then Johnson introduced me, and I had to heal the wound, heal the sorrow, heal the future, heal the past and present. And everyone was dead quiet. And then the film came, and every like when the Brahma, the shocking game of the massacre, was just terrifying. And there was so much happening, you know, within the audience. It was just powerful feeling in there.
You know, let's not let angst get in the way of listening and learning and helping create change and allowing ourselves to be a little bit more vulnerable. Let's open our hearts to each other. Let's not be afraid. Let's not be apologetic. Let's truly reconcile and find ourselves within the great Australian story.
Such wise words. Stephen Widiana, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for bringing High Ground to the screen. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
That's an absolute pleasure. You take care. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.